Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Puma Podcast.
There are loads of cat memes right now on TikTok, Reels, or YouTube Shorts. Whatever social media platform you're on, you're bound to come across at least one green screen edit of a cat. For this episode, we talk about another cat meme called the cat distribution system.
Huh?
Yan yung kapag may random na pusa na lang bigla sa bahay ninyo showing up unannounced. The next thing you know, naghahanap ka na ng cat supplies kasi may bago ka na palang fur baby.
Pero sa akin kasi, the cat distribution system has been magical. It did change my life a lot kasi wala naman akong interest talaga in getting that kind of commitment. Pero at the same time, parang I feel like it made me a more responsible person.
Animal welfare advocates meanwhile say that while the cat distribution system can be seen as cute, it could also be interpreted as romanticizing the stray animal situation, and that there needs to be a better push on increasing the spaying and neutering programs in our communities.
We have to look into a long-term solution. What about the other animals? What about the future animals? If they're not spayed and neutered, they would actually have more animals to feed, which would be dependent on your capability of feeding them or the community's capability of holding them.
For Teka Teka News, I'm Ed Faraon, Puma Podcast. According to KnowYourMeme.com, the cat distribution system is a phrase that originated from TikTok to describe, quote, the common occurrence of cats entering people's homes unannounced and inadvertently getting adopted. To understand just how easily our feline friends can walk into our lives, hear how the cat distribution system turned Ansel Lara into a cat lover in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Hello, my name is Ansel and 3 years na po akong nabiktima ng cat distribution system. So, I have two masters pala. Ako'y nakikikain lang mid-pandemic, that was 2021. Tapos, I distinctly remember na sobrang ingay na pusa. Nag-exam ako, and merong meow na meow sa labas. Ginawa ko, nagmadali ako mag-exam. Siyempre, priorities tayo. Minadali ko yung exam para mahabol yung pusa. Kasi 3 araw na siyang nandun. Tapos, pagbaba ko, dalawa sila and they would not leave each other. So, ang ginawa ko, parang nung hinahabol ko sila, one went left, one went right. So, parang, oh, okay, sige, isa lang. So, kinuha ko yung right. Sige, akin ka na. Ganyan, nalagay ko sa cage. Ang kulit ng sister niya kasi balik siya ng balik. Alam niya, uhulihin ko din siya pag lumapit siya. Pero, hindi niya talaga iniiwan yung sister niya. Eventually, dahil balik nga siya ng balik, nadampot din namin and nalagay namin sa cage. Tapos nung inakyat ko siya sa bahay, may isa pang cat na meow ng meow sa labas. Tapos meow din ng meow yung dalawang na-capture ko. Tapos eventually, yung stepmom ko, bigla na lang umakyat siya sa taas, hawak-hawak niya yung pusa sa kamay niya. Tapos nung magkakasama na silang tatlo sa box nila, tumahimik. Sila talaga magkakapatid.
Ansel says this experience was life-changing. 3 years since she adopted the kittens, she feels like a more responsible person as she's been making sure her cat's day-to-day needs are met.
It did change my life a lot kasi wala naman akong interest talaga in getting that kind of commitment. Pero at the same time, parang I feel like it made me a more responsible person kasi pati food nila kailangan kong isipin. I have to clean their litter box every day, make sure they're fed, make sure na they got food to eat until next week, until next month. Parang they've been this happy source na lang na iniiyakan ko sila kahit di pa naman sila mamamatay. Parang ganun.
But before you decide on adopting the stray cat in your neighborhood, Ansel says you'd have to be ready to answer questions like,
do you want to feed them wet food? Do you want to feed them dry food? Are you gonna give vitamins? And then at some point, you have to let the vet check that out. Kasi, parang ni mo lang mamaya magkaroon ka ng ringworm. Magkakahawaan kayong dalawa. Kunyari, if they already went through the whole ordeal of trying to take care, tas di pala kaya, tas ibabalik lang, then just learn how to take care of the ones na dumadaan lang sa bahay. Leaving food and maybe even a litter box is already helpful kasi it gives them a place na ito lang asahan nila na they can go about their day.
We're pausing for a quick break. When we return, we're going to hear from the Philippine Animal Welfare Society, or PAWS, on long-term solutions to control the population of stray animals.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you just feed and feed, dadami talaga siya. Cats go into heat 3 to 4 times a year as compared to dogs na 2 times a year lang. So they propagate more, kaya exponential din yung growth ng stray cats natin.
That was Sharon Bengzon Yap, Education and Campaigns Officer of the Philippine Animal Welfare Society, or PAWS.
What about the other animals? What about the future animals? If they're not spayed and neutered, they would actually have more animals to feed, which would be dependent on your capability of feeding them or the community's capability of holding them.
During our conversation with Sharon on the cat distribution system, also understood as the internet slang describing the occurrence of stray cats entering people's lives and homes at random, she emphasized more on seeking long-term help for stray cats. She says that even if one wouldn't be willing to adopt them and instead just opt to keep feeding them outside, this new dependence on humans isn't necessarily a good thing for stray cats.
Stray cats should be feral. They should not be approaching people. But if they see people taking good care of them, nilalambing sila, hinahawak-hawakan sila, they associate people, regardless of who it is, they would associate it to lambing, giving them love, giving them food. Now, what happens if they approach the wrong people? Kasi nawala na yung instinct nila to survive on their own, to hunt on their own. They become dependent to people. If you don't have them spayed and neutered, you just feed them. In the long run, even you as a feeder, no matter how compassionate you are, you'll be getting fatigue also of taking care of them. And of course, your budget. And then people around you will be noticing that there are more cats. There are increasing stray cats in your community. And usually, kayo yung sisisihin because you are the feeder.
PAWS also gives us an insight on how stray animals become victims of animal cruelty.
If they're already accustomed to people, they might approach the wrong person. And this is where cruelty comes in. So yun yung lagi namin sinasabi, if you don't have the intention of taking in the cats or any stray animal into your home, it's okay to feed them, but wag yun na silang paamuin sa tao. It would be okay na you sometimes see cats or dogs that they would follow you, but they are still weary to approach you or to be touched by you. That's the best idea. So you can just give them food and then watch from afar. Kasi they're safer that way based on the cruelty cases that PAWS has filed. The animals that are usually victims of cruelty from other people, basically stray animals ang nagiging victim, they're the ones who are very trustful to humans already.
In 2023, PAWS spayed and neutered 7,104 animals, preventing the birth of 157 million cats and 5.7 million dogs. This is under the assumption that the stray animals live on for 7 years and taking into account the exponential growth of an uncontrolled population. With spay and neuter services sometimes reaching up to 5,000 pesos due to the costly nature of surgeries, controlling the population of stray animals remains a difficult task. This is why PAWS continues to reach out to government institutions to ensure communities have access to spay and neuter programs.
You have to take into consideration that even if we offer it at a lower price of around 700 to 1,500, for people, middle income or lower income people who mostly have pets, this would take a lot from their budget. It may be a week of their groceries. So offering this for free would also help the community. And in turn, the local government unit can give incentives to these vet clinics, similar to how the other programs that they have are incentivizing spay and neutering in the community. But sadly, no one has come back to us. No one has signed or no one has initiated a proposal for the LGU to actually take on the Kapon for All program that we were proposing. For the cat distribution system, it's good that people are adopting off the streets, but I would just like to remind them that if you adopt, it's your responsibility to have them also spayed and neutered. Siguro yun, magkasama na sila, adopting and spay and neutering. It goes hand in hand.
And that was today's episode of Teka Teka News. Again, I'm Ed Faraon. This episode was edited by Pidoy Blanco. Our Teka Teka News executive producer is Jill Caro, and our senior editor is Veronica Uy. If you found this episode interesting or useful, share it with a friend. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.